Right now, we're going to change gears, and welcome Lou Groskin is here. Welcome to Science Friday.
Happy Halloween, Ira.
We have a creature double feature.
That's right.
Today, it's going to be two tales of real-life bloodsuckers and zombies meant to make your skin crawl and perhaps inspire some curiosity. Tell us about it. What are we talking about here?
So we're talking about two different parasites. I find parasites to be probably the scariest of the sort of creatures out there. One of them is the headliner of a real bee horror film, as it were.
A bee horror film.
So here's a little preview for folks.
Imagine you're a bee flying around, minding your own business, when suddenly you feel a tiny sting in your abdomen. You shake it off. Maybe it was nothing, but later that night, you feel a twinge in your little bee stomach. You head off into the night looking for relief, but the pain inside you grows larger. It becomes so intense that you can't even fly anymore. You're left crawling around on the ground, disoriented. The fire in your belly feels like something is eating your insides. And then, suddenly, it's all over.
Bee zombies.
Yes, zombies. That's right. Zombies. The real zombies, not like the ones you see on TV.
Are we at risk?
No.
Zombified by these flies?
We are. We cannot be zombified by these zombie flies. These zombie flies target pretty much only bees and wasps. So what they do is they kind of inject their eggs inside of a host, and those eggs start to grow, and they make the host bee or wasp start acting strange. So the entomologist that first discovered this, a man named John Hafernick, he was outside one night, and he noticed a bee was on the ground acting really disoriented, and he picked it up and he put it in a jar. He thought he was going to feed it to his pet praying mantis, because, you know, he's an entomologist, and one must have a pet praying mantis, and he kind of forgot about it. And a couple days later, he comes back, and there's these little maggots crawling around. And he sent it off to another entomologist and was identified as the zombie fly. Yeah, so this is a creature that parasitizes only bees and basically takes over their body and makes them act in really strange ways. And we have a whole film on sciencefriday.com that you can go and watch. You can learn actually how to become a zombie hunter.
You can do this on your own?
Yes.
You can do this at home.
Yes, you can definitely do this at home. There's a citizen science project. If you watch the video, you can actually learn how to do this, how to set up your own zombie catcher. So it's the only time you'll ever get to become a zombie hunter for those of you out there that are really into zombie films.
It's pretty spooky.
Yes, it is.
Speaking of spooky.
So we have another video, the second in the double creature feature. This film is about vampires of a sort. So when you think of vampires, what do you think of?
Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, you think of Dracula.
Dracula, absolutely.
You think of something mysterious maybe mystical or maybe even a little erotic for some folks. Well, this video is about the lesser understood and less glamorous bloodsuckers, the leeches. Which, I mean, most people, when you think of leeches, you probably think they're wriggly and moist. They certainly don't sparkle the way that vampires do.
No, but you get into a lake sometimes, they just attach onto your legs.
You don't even know they're there.
You do not know that they're there. Well, while we're here, I have to remind everybody that this is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International, talking with Luke Ruskin, our video producer, about leeches.
Yes, our second in our creature feature, True Bloodsuckers is the name of this video. In order to learn about them, I went to the American Museum of Natural History, and I visited with Dr. Mark Sadal. He's known as the leech guy, and he really does know everything you could ever want to know about leeches. I also met with his PhD student, Michael Tesler, who was very kind enough to actually feed the leeches while I was there.
Using his own hands.
Yeah, well, that's what you do when you have live leeches. You have to feed them with something, and your blood will do.
Do leeches, are they picky about what they want to eat?
That was really surprising to me. I thought, you know, any leech will just, you know, they see a hand, they'll go onto you, and then they'll start sucking on you. that's not the case. There are leeches that can be extremely specific. There are leeches that only eat invertebrates. There are leeches that only eat other worms. By the way, do not Google search that.
It's leeches and worms.
It's really disturbing. Do not Google search that.
Because?
Oh my God, it's so disturbing. You'll never eat a noodle again. Ever, if you go and watch a video of that.
All right. No, as we say, do not think of the pink elephant in the room. Do not Google.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. There are leeches that only feed on sharks and rays, and they're trying to figure out, you know, how do they do that? What in their spit allows them to actually feed on blood, which would normally cause the anticoagulants in their spit to denature. So the proteins inside would normally dissolve. So what is it in their spit that allows them to do that? And then there are leeches that are so specific, they only go after, you know, one sort of species. There's a leech that only feeds on the rectal tissue of a hippopotamus.
Let me let that sink in for a second.
Yes, that's its single food source.
The rectal tissue of a hippo.
Yes, it wants to drink the blood from there. There's not a lot of competition in there.
Not for me.
No. You're not going to find a lot of other things in there that, yeah. Okay, we'll leave it there. We don't need any more visuals on this one.
Right. But the visual, you up on our website at sciencefriday.com, yes. You have that leeches video.
Yes, it's a double creature feature. Check it out. You got zombies and bloodsuckers.
And on the video that... There are all these leeches that's swimming around in a jar in his laboratory, I noticed. They're just hanging out.
Yeah, well, it was really interesting. He put his hand in the jar, and, you know, I waited. We were waiting like 5, maybe 10 minutes for the leeches to kind of figure out that he was there. And then he said something, Michael Tesler. He said, you know, if they know that you want them to bite you, they won't bite.
If they know it?
Yes, if they know that you're like, okay, just feed on me, all right? Then they won't actually bite you. You kind of have to wait. You kind of have to kind of zone out, and the leeches will kind of detect that, and they'll climb onto you. And even then, they're really picky. They only want to bite you in very specific spots.
Wow. Well, if you need something for Halloween enjoyment, so to speak, tonight, the videos are terrific. It's a creature double feature.
That's right.
We've got the leeches. If that don't really, don't think of the noodles.
If you don't like bloodsuckers, go for the zombies.
Go for the zombies.
The zombies, yes.
And there is up on our video at our website at sciencefriday.com. It also includes an experiment that you can do on your own with the zombies.
A citizen science zombie catcher.
A little light bulb? How does that work?
There's a black light in there that you can put it over a little kind of jar in a container. And the bees, they shouldn't be out at night. You leave this out at night, and the bees are drawn to it, and they fall in. And you got yourself a zombie.
And please, everybody, report back if you've tried this.
Yes.
What you've seen. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you.
Luke Ruskin is our video producer with some couple of Halloween-themed videos up on our website this week.